Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Lovely song starting up this afternoon with us is Sinach and Waymaker. Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Monday's edition of Spectrum. Oh, it's an absolutely great Monday, I must say, and the start of a brand new week right here. And as we started off, it's on a quite a busy note. I wish I had actually even put my live on already so you could see how busy it actually is in here. I wish I had my live on so people could see how busy Sibongile is on the other side, because it's a busy Monday. Oh man. A very, very good afternoon to you. And of course, I've got Sibongile, as you can hear. She says, I'm telling on her.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, because. No, it was actually, I'm like, I should have put the live on so people could see how hectic you are in here. So, oh my goodness, starting off on a high note today. I'm actually excited because I just love having somebody in studio with me. Yeah. Especially because right about this time of the day, yeah, most of the people have already left studio.
Yeah, you are alone in the building.
Yes, exactly. So I'm really, really excited because I've still got you with me.
I'm now, blessed. I'm the blessed one.
Yeah. So, by the way, we're talking all things worship encounter today. Yay. Now, if you've been hearing about it a lot on our ads, mm-hmm, you're about to hear in detail what the worship encounter is all about. So welcome into Monday Spectrum, Sibongile.
Thank you
so much, let's start here. Mm-hmm. Who or what exactly is Worship Encounter? I love that question. What exactly is it about?
Well, Worship Encounter is I always say when I talk to the pastors, it's almost like a seminar, but it's not a seminar.
Okay.
But it's almost like a workshop, but it's not a workshop. And I think it's combined funky.
That's why I'm asking, because I'm like, is it a seminar? Is it a workshop? Is it like a gospel show? What exactly is
it
happening?
It combines all of these into, it's three in one.
Okay.
In a way. But this is where worship team leaders, choirs of churches, mm-hmm, pastors are also invited to come and hear what their flock are getting from Radio Pulpit, the teachings that will be offered there. Ukuthi bezwe ukuthi, yo, are we giving them the right food?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of, yeah, did you say what? So we are inviting church worship teams and church, mm-hmm, choirs to come and be equipped so that they know exactly what they are doing when they stand there. Sometimes we take it very lightly that, no, I can sing, I have a beautiful voice, but you don't even know that in the army of the Lord, you're a general.
Sure.
You don't know the role that you have to play, what worship means. And
you don't know how much weight it carries for you to actually be standing there.
Yeah, and as worship leaders as well, and the church, we have zeroed or just, you know, we've reduced worship to singing. But now, before you even get to singing, what are you doing when you're talking about worship? And those are the things that are going to be unpacked there. I was just talking to Sir Churchill Siladule right now, mm-hmm, who says, this, we were talking about the equipment that we need on the day.
Okay.
And then he says, we have to be very careful that we don't have the sound that will be disturbed. Because when we're talking about worship is when you're offering your worship to the audience of one who is God.
All right.
And sometimes we get so distracted with the sound, with the keyboard and that and that and that. And at the end of the day, people are listening to the drum. He said, no, he was missing the beat. Or the bass guitarist said, no, that.
And he's playing around.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that when the praise and worship is so great, but you're also disturbed by that extremely skilled pianist? You end up focusing on them and not what's actually happening.
So we were talking about that we need to be careful of that, because that day is about equipping the saints to know how to do worship in song, but for the audience of one.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's going to be equipping them so that when you move from there, we have been waiting for miracles to happen in our churches. Are we in the right standing? Are we doing it right?
So it's actually a question of working on the heart to make sure that it gives out the proper skill ultimately.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So now that you've made mention of the fact that this is not just about singing, for instance.
It goes beyond that.
It goes beyond that. Are the worship teams, honestly, the exact people you're looking for? Or
right now, yes, they are. When you're standing up front, when you are leading God's people into praise and worship, what are you doing? Are you there to perform? Because so many of us are there so that they can hear that I can rave. You know, that rave.
Okay.
You know, and if it doesn't hit there. And even now, us who are led, we have learned that when somebody can scream,
you can hit the notes, we're more fascinated.
Yeah, we're like, woo, then that's worship. We have missed the point. But it doesn't start with the congregation. It starts with us who lead them.
Okay.
And also, what are you, like I said, I keep saying, what are you doing when you're doing that? It's just like I've learned this from Bishop Thabo Masenya at some point when I was growing up, that when you're leading worship, you're like a bus driver that's taking people to the zoo. But most of us, what we do, we go to the zoo, we end at the gate, we go in there and we are in awe of the elephants and everything else. And everybody else is left in the bus outside the gate. So they are not seeing what we're seeing, the beauty that we are seeing in the presence. Mm. And I'm sure you have seen, you yourself are a worshiper. Mm. I'm sure you have seen that happening at some point, that you would be in the presence of the Lord and you're looking at the people and they're like, hi, we are still waiting for you to fetch us. And so to even teach them how to teach others to do this one when music is concerned. But at the beginning of it all, you need to understand what worship is.
All right.
At the beginning of it all, that's where we're going to do. And the kind of sound that God is looking for.
Sure.
The scent. Yeah, the aroma.
The aroma we're sending out.
That we bring out unto the Lord. And so how many worship teams are doing it the right way? How many choirs are doing it for the right reasons?
So when you say worship team and choir, are you including the band as well?
Yes, we are including the band, although we are trusting God that in the coming years,
more on them as
we can also focus on them as the band. Because just now, as we were talking with Dade Churchill Silatule, we were talking even about holiness in that space.
Yeah,
holiness in that space. And is it about the skill, just the skill? So we will be looking even on Bo David as our
points of reference.
Yes, those that have walked on this journey before. Because when he would play the harp, a spirit would be lifted from King Saul.
Yep.
And so we are also going to, by God's grace, in the coming years, we will be able to also empower and the skills, you know, the instrumentalist and all that. We were talking with Vusi and you and us about that as well. So we are hoping that in the coming times, we will, when we can, focus on other areas. Mm. But right now, we want those ones that stand there. But let them come, all of them, to get, there's always a basic, and it's, even for the keyboard player, that is their basic as well. We are inviting everybody who is involved in this space. Mm. Most of our, when I was singing in the choir, I went into the choir because I've been called to sing.
Yeah.
And I've been singing as long as I can remember myself. So I've been singing. And I went there. I'm saved. I love the Lord. I was 12 years old. I never even had a chance to go to Sunday school.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was in there, you know, with the older ones.
Yeah. You also got born again at 12.
Yes, I got born again at 12. Yeah, there you go. And so I started singing immediately in the worship, in the choir, in the worship team.
Yeah.
And most of the times with the choir that we had, and I still love the church that I fellowshipped in at that time, because we were taught the basics about what we are doing.
Okay.
That it's more than performance. Mm. But what we learned over the years and what I have seen over the years is that people would gather young people, especially young people or bored adults, to come can sing, those who can sing,
yeah.
Gather them so that they get out of trouble, especially with the young people. But it goes beyond that. It's not just a place where people can come and say, no, we don't want them to be in trouble, so let them keep busy. They need to have a relationship. So when you're worshiping, you're worshiping the Lord from a point of relationship.
It's not an art society.
No. And we've had young people who were in the choir who didn't even know Christ, who didn't have a relationship.
They just had a talent.
They just had a talent. And that's why we were there to compete. And that's why we were there to say, Mara Luko's, no, I sing it better than Luko.
Yeah.
And it's not about that. It's not about that. And so we are calling on God's people to say, come, join us for the worship encounter and be empowered. And when you move out from there, let's go out and do miracles for God. When you sing, let people get healed because you sang. You opened that pipe and you sang. I've heard of people saying, when I sing, I don't know how I get to those notes. Somehow the Lord Holy Spirit takes over and I see I've hit those notes. And people, and I get a report back to say, yo, the Lord has done this. So this is where we at. And we are calling on pastors to bring their worship team leaders, to bring their choirs to come and get sharpened. Iron sharpens iron.
Maybe if you can just draw a picture of how that date is going to look like for us. This is inclusive of who is going to be teaching us and really just going through that.
That is so exciting. Because we have our very own Minister Churchill Silatole, who has traveled the world.
Gentleman.
Yeah, he travels the world teaching about what I'm talking about today.
Worship.
Praise and worship. What you are actually doing when you do that and how to do it. And so he is going to be doing that together with Apostle Glenda Wright McCallum from the USA. And so we are excited about this.
You're bringing us people from abroad.
We brought out the big guns. It's time to bring out the big guns.
Yeah.
I mean, what's happening in the atmosphere needs true worshippers to raise their voices and start worshipping the Lord and bringing down the strongholds. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And worship and praise are those weapons, some of the weapons that we ought to use. So we'll be having that, and we are also going to have Taps David welcoming us where we are going. It's really exciting.
I really look forward to it.
So there will be workshops that will be run. We're not just going to have Dade Churchill and Apostle Glenda standing at the front and say, you ought to do this and no, there are going to be workshops that are going to be done on the day.
Okay.
So that when you go out there, you have done it practically and you're going
equipped.
Yes, you're equipped to go out and fight. And sometimes worshippers aren't even aware. It's just like intercessors who are not sometimes aware that because you are at the front of the line, the first arrows are aimed at you.
Right at you.
Yeah. And sometimes some arrows that were meant for somebody who's at the back, they come to you because you're the one.
You're front line.
Yeah, because now when you start whatever that you do, praying or singing, you are now shielding them. So they are aimed at you. And sometimes they don't understand the challenges they are faced with. And these are the things that we're going to be talking about in that space. When you look at the life of David, I think it tells us so much that he has gone through. And
it
was because of who he is and what he carried.
Okay.
And sometimes it's us as well that's happening to us because of who we are and what we carry. So come out and
how do we come out? How do we become part of this amazing idea?
Number one
yes.
it's free.
Yay! Mahala. You know we love freebies, right? We love free stuff, so
It is free. The only thing that we are asking for as Radio Pulpit is that, because seeing that it's free, we're asking for churches to donate whatever that they can donate. But if you can look at the kind of people that will be doing the training and the teaching and the workshops, these are the people that we should be paying thousands and thousands to, hundreds of rands to. But they have offered themselves to empower us for a bigger vision, for a greater greater purpose, agenda yezulu, you know. we've heard of the revival. We've heard of the revival. And I hear the Lord saying, send Judah first. From time to time, the Lord says, send Judah first, like he did at the time of Jehoshaphat, like he did at the time of Joshua as well. He kept, the musicians had to be at the front.
Forefront.
Yes. Yep. So if we want revival, can we have the musicians being prepared holy and all that at the front?
Yeah.
So they are giving themselves for us at no cost, you know.
Wow.
Or the cost is like really little. So we're just asking churches to donate whatever that they can donate. And to register, they can also call Usiz Zandile on 012-334-1231. It's 012-334-1231. And they can also send an email to Zandile, Zandile, at radiopulpit.co.za. It's Zandile at radiopulpit.co.za to book their spot, to book their date. But make sure that you do not miss that. It's happening on the 10th of this month, which is like weekend after next, just after
next
church.
Next weekend, actually.
Yes.
Not
so,
this weekend, this coming weekend,
not
the following
this,
one.
Not this one. On the 10th of November, it will be happening.
Yeah, you know, I loved to hear you read that number or that email address, Zandile, and I was like, yeah, this is a radio person for real. Smokile, anything else you'd like to add before I say goodbye to you? I know you need to rest. You just came out of a show. You must be really tired. So any last few details that you'd love to leave us with?
Please don't miss this opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't miss this opportunity. Make sure that your worship team, your choirs are there. Let them be equipped and let's bring the revival into South Africa.
I mean, churches and organizations pay thousands for their members to actually attend such things.
Yeah.
So this is,
so
really
this is
an opportunity
Radio
of a lifetime.
Saying, hey, come. We are doing this for free for you.
Wow.
Come at Pumulani Lodge.
Yes.
And if you know where Radio Pulpit is, it's only 10 minutes away from here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Just here around
Pumulani Lodge.
Yeah, Pumulani Lodge.
Do you have the exact address?
Yeah, we do have the exact address. Okay, here I don't have the address. But when you put in Pumulani Lodge, Gamiel's Drift.
Yes.
Gamiel's Drift, it will take you right through. So just after passing China Mall, you're like 2 minutes away from Pumulani Lodge.
Oh,
so
God.
That's where it's all happening on the 10th of this month. And so it's free of charge. Please, family members, do come through and be equipped. We are crying for a revival. We want to see miracles happening when we are worshiping the Lord. Let it happen.
But Vusi, you're my favorite.
Oh, that's Vusi.
Yes, I know it's him.
That's you.
No, it's him.
Oh, no, thank you, Vusi.
Amazing. So, but Vusi made sure we've actually got the address. It's
so
plot
it's plot
14, okay?
Yeah, you can do that.
Plot 14, Karee Street. That's Karee Street, Camille's Drift. Ruida plot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just here on the
corner. Exactly. Ah, this guy's quick. Thank you so much. Thank
you
so much for coming through.
One thing, tomorrow we have Churchill Seladule, the man who will be educating and empowering us tomorrow.
Kind of giving you a snippet.
And we are also preparing to have Apostle Glenda McWright. Hopefully she'll be talking to you this week. Hopefully.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Mungile. Thanks for your time. Please go and rest now.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So that you're ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, boo. Thank you.
God bless.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.